This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Just think, 1 week ago, we were slide and glide, coming in off a W, and we thought the world was ours. 1 week later, you have to come in and stand up and face the music. You lost to the Bears at home, and there's nobody to blame but those are in, that are invested in this. DOC on a hot microphone. BTP, he's in a straitjacket right now, and I think he's going to be released a little later on, about 5 or 6 today. Maybe we'll get to hear from him. And, of course, the pride of Syracuse University, a man whose bet's blown up right in his face as well. I hope there. If anybody won last night that bleeds burgundy and gold, be sure to tap in on us at 301-230-0980. It would be nice to hear somebody have good news following an embarrassment, and that is a loss at home to the Bears. Not like we're not capable of it. It's not like we were up by 2 touchdowns a year ago. We won on a Hail Mary, which means we were losing, and then we pulled the rabbit out to you-know-what. But we didn't care, because that joy, that enthusiasm, it was like jet fuel, and we used it for the rest of the year. Now we're going to find out if we're half as tough as all of the quotes and the sayings and the posters that are generated out at the park. Now we're going to find out. And this is what it is, a series of tests. Every week, one part of your team will be tested. You'll be challenged. Nobody cared when Kansas City was playing earlier without a multitude of weapons. Did you care? I didn't care. People still, man, the Chiefs lost it. You don't get any outs on this just because your team's not a whole. That's your project to field. Today it's going to be a lot. I hope you are really loaded with questions, because I have questions. Ant has questions. And then how you react to adversity. What's more important, how you react after a Hail Mary or after you give a game away? You fumble a game away. You act as if you don't realize where you're at. You don't understand the circumstances. It's like baseball. Those of you that played, were honored enough to play Little League Baseball, you always, after an out, what were you doing? After every out, you were echoing one down, two down, conscious awareness. Everybody on the diamond being aware of our circumstance. Here's what we got. We got two down. The force is at second. You're constantly repeating it. That's why I love baseball. Baseball is such a cerebral sport. Constantly thinking about situations. What's coming up next? that we're going to turn a double. It's just a high IQ sport. If football comes up, you got to be thinking to yourself down in distance. If I got a guy on the side and I don't push him out of bounds, if I push him out of bounds, it's over. Play's dead. How do I not know that? You know, how do I get outflanked? How do I get beat? If a guy's taking up a double, he's done his job. I'm not mad at him. He's eaten a double, which means somebody should be free. Got to get there. We already know we're the oldest. Are we the oldest and the slowest? On defense. You answering the questions based on as soon as I got the film on. That'll tell me all I need to know. You know, we good at the awards or whatever. That's last week. What I love about this sport, if you can't reset yourself mentally week by week, you're just clowning with yourself. Every time I hear somebody talk about week 17, week 8, I know they're just either high as hell or they're drinking the product. It has no relevance to where you are right now. You might not even be eligible by the time that comes up. Your goal is to keep your behind eligible. Are you going to be eligible for postseason play? Are you going to be in the hunt? Because you can't take last year's results with you. You got to carve this out. I start, man, the way we started on offense, when I saw 7-8, I said, uh-oh, we went big. I said, Cliff, load it up. We got away from that so fast. You know, you'd be like, what? What happened? Sure, and I know a lot of people in gun on 4th and 1. That's like when you, and I wanted to ask the question, well, why would, but it's like asking, why are you on a cell phone and not using a rotary? It is what it is. Not what we should be in, it's how do we perfect what we're in so it actually works. Ball security, hello, are you serious? You mean nobody in that huddle said, hey, guys, it's wet. Let's make sure we, you know, make sure we got a good, nobody? Nobody. You got to be kidding me. Or maybe the bubble. You mean you didn't bring a bucket of bubble or water with you out of the bubble? I don't care where you practice, indoor, outdoor. I don't care what you do. But you will be held responsible if you don't do enough to get ready. If you say that we were ready, I'm shaking my head. I don't think so. Why weren't you ready? Why weren't you ready? We got nobody that can take on a double team. We got nobody get to the quarterback. We can't set an edge. We get hooked. Then why aren't we playing more people? I'm asking the question because y'all clearly are satisfied with what you see. You know, you got your gear on. Were you all in black? Did that make a difference? Do you feel like you really made a difference? Oh, you don't like this, huh? This is too stern. You want it to be more celebratory. We're honoring. Nothing matters than what we do on the field. Nothing. No campaign, no celebration, nothing. You're just falling back to your past. Big in promotions. I ain't mad at promotions. Love them to death. You want to promote your brand? Win. You'd be surprised what happens when you start keep winning. Chalking up wins, not events. I don't give a damn about your fireworks. I don't. And listen, not trying to be a jackass. Everybody gets a little something out of this. Right? I'm just so disappointed because it used to be winning. Now, and I know it may never reverse itself, and I don't care because you'll never spoil my joy. I know the only way this works is if we win. Now, I'll accept a tie every once in a while, but we got to win. And that was pathetic. If you got into that, then do me a favor and don't call here today. Seriously. Because I'm not in the mood for this. I don't need another damn promotion. I don't care what color your uniform is. If it's not burgundy, I'm going to throw up. Toothpick. Welcome home.
Hey, what's good, Doc?
Nothing's good, Doc.
Thanks for taking my call.
Yeah, nothing's good.
Hey, you know, that's just how I start this thing off. Listen, Doc, it's nothing like taking a beat and taking a breather, right? We're in October. We're not eliminated yet, right? But there are things that you have to correct. And who says that you have to play perfect ball right now? If you're playing perfect ball, the object is to play perfect ball later in the season. Get these mistakes out of the way right now. But you're right, Doc. Somebody in that huddle, because they all talk, should have been saying something about ball security. It's wet. Hey, do you remember when they said, when your mom used to say, if everybody jump off a cliff, are you going to do? What happened to somebody just making sure you make a tackle? Come on, secure the tackles and then worry about the rest of it later. You had the game won. I'm disgusted. I couldn't even listen to the post game last night. I just went to sleep, Doc. Hey, I appreciate you. It's Cowboy Week. I'm ready to turn the page and go. Thanks, Doc.
You got it. First String Podcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of the Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute. Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Bonesy, welcome home.
My main man, Rick Doc Walker. Shout out to the pride of Syracuse University at Georgetown Prep, Anthony Hayden. Doc, man, I just don't understand how this brother, and you got a rookie in the backfield, why is we in a shotgun when it's wet out there, man? Come on, man. Y'all fought. They done fell in love with the damn shotgun, man. You can't even put the guy up under the center no more, man. You know? And that's all I got to say, man. You know, turnovers hurt us, man. You know, we ain't take the ball from them. We ain't look like we want to stop anything, you know. I mean, I seen guys, you know, acting like they work for the United States Post Service, you know, handing out mail instead of tackling. It's
yeah.
All good, though.
It can work in shotgun.
My team.
Yeah, it's not my number one preference, but it can work. If you block it right, it can work. If you're in shotgun or you're under center, you still got to block it the right way. They're not going to just open their arms and say score. You got to go take what you want. We were not nasty enough yesterday, in my opinion. I don't care. You can put yourself in, do whatever you want to do. But who's going to be held responsible if it doesn't work? What I want to know is who is held responsible if it doesn't work? Because you're in charge. I ain't mad at you. People get it when you can get it in shotgun. You can get it under center. You can get stopped either way. But what are we going to do to people up front to make the plays? Too many excuses. Appreciate you calling. You know, I like the way we started. You don't want to be a run team or whatever. That's fine. It's your team. It's your alternative to take whatever position you want to take. But now you got to live with the fact that we're underachieving again. I thought we had somewhat corrected it, but obviously we didn't. This is still it's not a complicated game. And I thought we started off in the right way. In some kind of way, we got away with it. As far as if you think JD5 is not human, he had to prove again to you, open your eyes. We're lucky he's playing, and I'm glad he's playing. But he's going to have to come through his thing like everybody else. The difference with him is that he never makes excuses. He assumes responsibility and move on. I bank on him. I ain't worried about him at all. But he can't do it alone. We got to figure this thing out. Now, this week, you know, it's the Cowboy week. I don't even know if it matters anymore because, you know, that was a different era. When I say Dallas week, it just means a little something more to me than it's going to mean to you and the next person. And that's my problem, not yours. But just do me a favor. Just try to win the game. You know, to win the game, we get back on track. I don't care which purpose you have on it. You don't have to dislike them anymore. I despise every one of them in our thing, Eagles, Giants, and there's equal opportunity for me. But it doesn't matter what we say. What's going to be different next week when that ball gets kicked off? What is going to be different on our end?
I mean, I'm hoping it's a faster start. In the first quarter, for some reason, I don't know why we just can't, you know, seem to get right. You look at the game against the Packers.
Wait. Y'all sell more motivational tools and tapes and posters. What do you mean you don't know?
I'm struggling to understand just because, again, against the Packers, we're down 14-0. Against the Falcons, 10-0. Against the Chargers last week, 10-0. Yesterday against the Bears, there's no reason we should have been down 13-0.
Okay, so why are we off to slow starts?
I mean, that's what I'm trying to figure out, Doc. That's what I'm trying to figure. At first, I thought it was a road game thing. That's what I thought it was. Mm-hmm. I thought it was, we go on the road, we need the energy, we need to get smacked in the mouth first in order to, you know, fight back. And then we go out there.
Who's not in the locker room to fire them up to get them going that used to do it? Are they missing a key component?
They might be. They might be missing 17.
Oh, really? Yeah. Yeah.
But Doc, you're the same person that says, you know, next man up.
Oh, I agree.
I don't care if he's not up.
No, yeah. I don't. But they're learning how to become champions.
Okay.
They're not – that group has failed more than they see, as most people do, fail more than you succeed.
Yeah.
But what I'm asking is that – so you're saying they really don't have an established team leader.
I mean, I'm not saying they don't have an –
that's exactly what you're saying.
I'm not saying that.
We don't know how to be fired up to start games, and you're saying you don't know who the established leader is? That there's not a void, that there's not something wrong. We don't know how to start games. We're begging people to show up and be intense, and you don't think you see anything missing. That's a contradiction in itself.
I mean, all right, hit me out then, Doc. Because yesterday, I think offensively, I don't think we started poorly. I think defensively, we started slow. We're missing tackles. We're getting gashed on the ground. DeAndre Swift out there looking like Gale Sayers. Like, it was crazy.
Why does every young prospect look that way against us?
he seems to, you know, always have those kinds of games
against
us.
Well, where are young people at? Why don't – and let me ask you a question. I'm Joe the Fan, as Coach used to say. And I'm out in the audience saying, excuse me, why don't any of our young prospects on defense play in the games?
It's a question that we need answers to, Doc.
Well, where's that guy that screams and yell, hollers, and he's on all the time? BTP? Yeah.
Yeah.
We don't appear to be the most athletic team in the league.
No, not at all.
We don't appear to be the fastest team of fleet of foot defensively. Why don't – I'm asking you. I'm Joe the Fan. Do we blitz enough for you? Do you think we should blitz more?
I mean
– I'm just looking for problems.
I definitely think we should blitz more. I think – so yesterday, Caleb, he was 4-for-9 against the blitz, 97 yards. It's just the fact when he did complete get passes against the blitz, because 4-for-9 isn't that good. It's 44% you're completing your passes. But when he did complete them, he's completing them at almost 24 yards a pop. Those are huge chunk plays that we're giving up.
So are we fast enough defense? Don't the guys that blitz need speed?
Yeah, they do.
And we have them?
I mean, we got some guys that don't play, they got speed.
If Linnell is on the field.
Oh, man.
And you send him on the blitz.
Why not get home?
That's my point. So you're saying that we're not the most athletic group in the league. We're not the fastest group in the league. What do we do well defensively, in your opinion?
There is nothing we do well. At first, I thought it was our run defense. The fact we didn't have Eddie Goldman out there yesterday.
Right.
And to be honest, I love Eddie to death. He's a family friend of mine. But not having him out there isn't an excuse for the run defense to fall flat on his face. Like, we fell flat on our face without one guy. Does one guy make that much of a difference?
Well, if he's that dude, he does, yeah. Yeah. I mean, if you look around the league, when you consider you got a stud, yeah, that guy's different. That's why that guy usually commands a double team. I have a very simple formula. I look at it and go, how many people on your unit are doubled by the opponent? And if your answer is 0 or 1, then we need to set an appointment up for you to come in for an in-house visit. If you got the question was, how many people on your unit are doubled?
Probably just Kinlaw, for real.
Well, no, I'm not saying to be personal. I'm just asking a question.
Yeah, I think it's one.
Okay, so defensively, I always ask the question, do you have anybody on your unit that can take the other team's best person and play him in man? Not that you have to.
Yeah.
But do you have any of that capability?
I think when I look at Marshawn Lattimore's performance yesterday, he had a good game yesterday. Mm-hmm. And people are not going to give him the credit for it.
It's his style, though. Physical, taking on size, yeah.
Physical, but aggressive.
Yeah, you have to be. But these are just basic questions.
Yeah.
Because the elite teams always have somebody, at least one person, that commands a double team. That guy usually makes an enormous amount of money.
Mm-hmm.
So by rule of thumb, if you're paying anybody an enormous amount of money and they do not command a double team, you got played.
Yeah.
Your money can be somewhere else more resourceful. If you don't have anybody that can set an edge, if everybody runs around you like you at Disneyland, that's a problem. You're putting an inordinate amount of pressure on your defense to pursue the ball outside of the end position. There it is. Setting it, demanding a double, can cover somebody's one-on-one. If not, I know what you're in. Now, if I know what you're in, I got a chance to carve you up. Those are basics. Anybody can figure that out if you know the basics. I want the bag. Okay, no problem. What do I get? What do we get? Third down is the money down in this league. Them guys that go to Honolulu, they special on third down. They get people off the field. And this kicker thing is going to be an issue. I never thought I'd be around when 50 wasn't enough. A guy missed a 50-yard. They want to boo him out of town
I mean, the thing about Matt Gay, like, he does just enough, like, not to lose his job.
Right.
And then, like, just to, yeah, pretty much.
Better than most.
Because he missed the 50-yarder, but then he came back and made the 53-yarder. So it's just like,
yeah,
we were calling for his job after he missed the 50-yarder, and then he came back and made the 53-yarder. So it's just like, dang.
It's just inconsistent. If there's not a problem with the snap or the hole, then it's on him.
Yeah.
You know, he's not kicking off with a T. It's an operation. So if something doesn't break down in the operation, then, you know, maybe you do have a chance. 757. Okay, after the break, 757, and we'll get to Coach T and Bebe. We'll get you on. Big Tony, we'll decide whether or not we'll let him in today. Stay with us, Burgundy and Gold, today. Back in a moment.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute. Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Over at the end there, was that what took place?
I just lost the ball. Completely my fault. Didn't give Bill a chance, so it was my fault.
If you didn't recognize the voice, it's JD5. Love him. Accountability. What'd you think he was going to say?
I expected him to take ownership of it.
Straight up soldier. Yeah. Love that. Now, I'd hate to be next on the schedule. Yeah. I don't think they need DQ's slogans all week. See, the problem with a lot of this is that Love Q, like what he got going, he doesn't play. You need dudes on the field that have their way of communicating. So they got to connect. It's no different than if it's 4th and 1, or 4th or 3rd and 15. We got to have that silent, that little language that you know and I know. It's on you now. It's like being in a huddle with James Arthur Monk. You know we're advancing. You just got to hold up your end. You might have backside. Do your job. They're not asking you to go do that. We got a dude that's going to do all that. But you got to do your job. Otherwise, quarterback doesn't even get a chance to protect. All this is run has to come one after other. It's like teaching a kid how to walk. But you don't teach them every day. Eventually, they know how to walk. We're not supposed to go back and teach you how to walk. We got to teach you that it's third down. And you see a guy close down his splits and you don't know what that means? Come on. We've been out of camp, even though they're candy-ass camps. It's not just here. It's all across the league. So why would another team be better than us in something? It's not an excuse. Sick of hearing about that. Ain't nobody busting a grape. Chuck, welcome to Burgundy and Gold today.
Hey, what's up? What's up, Doc?
Hey, man, somebody can do it. It's a dirty job, but somebody got to come in following losses.
Hey, Doc, check it out, man. All I'm saying is, man, at some point, man, is Dan Quinn communicating with these dudes, man, on these key downs? And, like, if you can't cover nobody, why not heat the backfield up, man? Blitz. I don't care if it's every down.
Yeah, me
Blitz.
Too. Well, we speak from the same language, Chuck. We smoke the same
pipe.
Heat
them boys up back there, man.
Yeah.
And if you know Wagner can't cover nobody, man, every time, man, make him heat the running back up. So the running back don't get out there to catch a pass. Heat them up. You got to heat it up, man. You can't all that, man, playing laying back, trying to do zone coverages and all this. Man, come on, man. All I ask is, man, if you can't cover, man, heat the quarterback up, man. Make that backfield like a kitchen, man, on fire. Come on, man.
Well, just because we agree on this, it doesn't mean we're right, but we both agree on it. I appreciate you calling.
And then Dan Quinn, what's going on, man? He the coach.
Yeah, but he don't play. What do you want him to do that he's not doing?
He got
to
say something, man. And
you don't think he's talking? That's what he does. He talks. He's been talking.
Man.
But here's the deal. How long before you, if you don't get results, do you react with change?
Yeah,
do you put somebody else in? He talking about talk. Hell, he talks all the time. And he says good stuff. But does he have the juice to put somebody else in the damn game? Why are we putting the same people out there and still suffering from the same ailments? If I'm going to learn, I want to learn with a younger player. I'll take my bumps training a toddler. What the hell am I going through growing pains with somebody else's Social Security? 757, welcome home.
Hell to the W, man.
Yes, sir.
I don't even know why I called you, Doc. Exactly what I'm about to say. It's time to sit people down. It's been time to sit people down. I don't know why they're so scared to do it. I don't need a coach on the field. I don't need a don't tell me he's a leader. Everybody's replaceable, man.
Yeah, that's right.
That's why you draft people. And that's why you sign people. Don't tell me somebody ain't ready if he can't touch the field. Because I know the guy ahead of him, what his ailment is called age.
Yeah.
And there ain't no remedy for that. I don't care what your resume say. It's time for Bobby Wagner ass to sit down for good. Wiley, I love you to death. Wiley's not a guard. 2 games in a row, he got pushed around. I don't know what the status of Cosme is or whatever or what's going on with Brandon Coleman.
Well, you got 78.
Yeah,
we got big people. But those are decisions that they got to make.
Yeah, all that talk. You're talking about Dan Quinn. You're right. Dan Quinn talk. But he also get paid to make them big decisions. Like Mike Tomlin said last year, that's why I get paid the big bucks to make these decisions. And these decisions need to start being made. You talking about why we coming out flat and all that? And, you know why? Because we ain't setting the tone. Special teams is.
Yeah.
They get a good stop on kickoff.
Yeah.
McCaffrey get a good kickoff return. What we do on defense? Just sit there, lay back, and react to what the offense is doing instead of attacking. You at home. At least set the tone at home. Same thing on offense. We get the ball first. What we here? What we do? Sideline to sideline. Attack the line of scrimmage. That's
why
we can't get no turnovers on defense because we ain't aggressive. We passive aggressive. I got ridiculed in August on this show, Bob Caller, saying I ain't know what the hell I was talking about. I said, Bobby Wagner can't run sideline to sideline no more. He's right. The problem with the run game. Oh, no, he can stop the run. I can't tell. It's time for changes to be made. We 3-3. This season's not over with.
No.
Right? But we can't keep going 4-3, 4-4, 5-4, 5-5. We got to start making moves. We going to be winners or we going to be losers? Not making the playoffs is being losers. The bar was set last year. I don't care what the schedule was or who the quarterback was. At the end of the day, the win-loss record set the bar. And that's what we need to be living up to. Hell to the W, Doc.
Got you, my friend. That is a strong call to follow up. But if anybody can do it, Anthony, you can do it. Welcome to Burgundy and Gold today.
So, Doc, I've been saying this since the offseason. This team will rise or die based on what the defense does or doesn't do. And it's time for people to get real. We really don't have the horses. So in order, I'm not worried about the offense. I think the offense will be fine eventually, especially when they get Terry back and a few other people. But the defense, we need to go back to the mid-'80s to Atlanta. We need to bring out the grit blitz and just go every down. Because what we got right now, it ain't going to happen. I was optimistically hopeful with the additions that they made. But I think they proved that if they play a formidable team or a team that's on our level, they can't get it done. Two things guaranteed about our defense. Our offense scores, the opponent's offense will score the next series down. If we absolutely, positively have to have a stop, 7 out of 10 times, they're not going to get it. If I'm wrong, tell me.
No, man. You speak the truth, and it's up to every individual that gets the honor of playing. My request was that can we get, like they got McGee in a little bit more and he made a few plays. We seem to be getting him in like through a thimble, a drop through a thimble. What are we holding him back when the people in front of him aren't that far ahead of him? That's what I'm struggling with that. But I'm not there every day. The coaches kind of know what they're looking for. But at this point, as camp, are you telling me that you've had no personal influence in the development of these young people? It's like Seneca tight end. Well, kid came in, he's blocking his butt off. He's giving you great effort. Same thing with McCaffrey. They had to earn it, but they're earning it. But you can't earn it on the bench. You got to get in the game and be given an opportunity.
Whatever they're looking for, they're not getting it right now from the starters. So if the starters not giving it to you, at least give somebody else a chance. Because if I'm correct, the only two people under 30 on the defensive line are Newton and Payne.
Well, we'll see.
That ain't going to hunt.
I don't do – yeah, I'm not going to do off-season show in season. 28. I got to win next week, huh?
Kinlaw is also under 30.
Yeah, he's 28, yeah. Well, that's their problem, okay, not mine. So mine is the bet. How do we beat – how do we win next week? How do we get better for next week? We don't have an off season. We have a week.
Better throw the kitchen sink at Zach. That's what you better do.
Yeah, and Zach's good. I mean, as much as we can, Zach's nice. And they've got two formidable outside guys and a tight end who's a baller. But, again – almost every week you should get about the same thing. That's why it's the NFL and not the NCAA, even with NIL. We know what we're dealing with, and we've dealt with it. But how do we get better at what we're doing without a bell cow? I heard a lot of people talking about bags. Who's stepping up and being our bag man on defense? That's my question.
We don't have them.
Yep, I appreciate your call. AP. You are next. Welcome home.
Brother Walker.
Yes, sir.
Man, first and foremost, I appreciate you for orchestrating this therapy session because we need it.
We gotta have it,
Doc. I was at MGM yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
After that loss, Doc, I sat in that urine-infested parking garage for at least 40 minutes just trying to collect my thoughts. I was good, well, and sober, just sitting in my car,
mm-hmm.
just trying to collect my thoughts and just put it all together as to what the hell happened. Like, I really had a Vince Lombardi moment where I was like, what the hell
is going on? Right.
Because, dang, Doc. I mean, and then, you know, we had, man, at TAP yesterday, Doc, we had the Cowboy fans. I'm like, we got so many moles in this daggone establishment. I'm just like, y'all game was on Sunday. What y'all doing here?
But, you want to be a part of it, man. It was, you can still, the vibe is growing here, man. This Commanders thing, it's developing. People are buying. People want to buy in. But we're not all in. We're splintered. We still have a splintered fan base, but they was trying to ease a little closer. They want to get together, and you know it's going to be a tsunami the moment it's all together.
We should be getting ready for Dallas week right now.
Mm-hmm.
And for whatever that still means to this day, obviously, you know, it did mean something once upon a time.
Yeah, but you got to revive it. You got to bring it back.
We got to.
Or it'll never come back.
And you know, I know you got a lot of callers, but just going back to what Paulie said, because you know I'm seeing it too, like, you know, the times of the Mayos and these other linebackers that are coaches on the field, coach from the daggone sideline. I need you flying, I need you hitting, I need you attacking the ball, because as they say, if you out there guessing, and you're not reacting. You behind the eight ball, and you playing catch up. Like, I love Bobby Wagner. He's definitely getting that yellow jacket.
Oh, he is. He's legit.
But right now, we don't need Hall of Famers on the field. We need play. Like, same with my boy on the DN. I'm like, what we bring you in here for? Like, I'm tired of bringing Father Time in here just to be field generals. Like, I don't need field generals. I need people that could still actively attack and execute.
Yeah.
And I'm not seeing it.
Well, there's only four or five of them a year. Appreciate you, dog. Good hearing your voice. Coach T, thank you for being patient. Doc. Hey, Coach.
Hey, thanks for taking my call, man. Hey, you know, what bothered me watching these games, Doc, and I know it's only 6-10, man, but I play football, right, and I coach football. So when I see the elite level at the elite level, man, where these dudes on the defensive side of the ball, they don't have the fundamentals down, man. And I know they play college ball, high school, somewhere. This that can take a group of guys like this that look like a bunch of trash, right, and make them treasures, man. It's because of his scheme. It's because the fire that he had in him, this, that, and the other. He knows schematics. He know how to bring out the fire. He know football players. This guy, Joe Witt, I'm sorry, man. I don't know enough about this guy, but I'm tired of being the test dummy, man. And if DQ, man, it got any kind of pull as a head coach or care anything about this game and about being the head coach of this football team, he know that they're not playing up to par. Come on, Doc. You know this.
Mm-hmm.
You know this. Back in the day in the 80s, when you watched the Washington Redskins play, you're going to get a black eye. I don't care who you are. You're going to get a black eye. They're going to bust you. They're going to bust you. Trust me. You coming out that game bleeding. Face mask crack. Helmet crack. You know, arm broke. You know, y'all did y'all thing back in the day, man. These young kids, they're talking about they're bigger, faster, stronger, but they ain't got no heart. And can't nobody tackle. How do you, an elite football team, you can't make a tackle. Everybody tackling high. Nobody wrapping up. Everybody want to bump somebody.
Well, a lot of that, Coach, a lot of that's tributes to you don't tackle in practice. You don't go live. That's a generational thing, not just here. That's across the board. But our people may be worse at it than others.
Exactly. And yeah. And that's the thing. Like, they come up and they want to make the big hit. The one thing that Greg Williams did with Sean Teller came in with that big pop, right? Greg Williams said, nah, son, it benefit us to get the ball back. And before that man, you know, left his earth, he listened to that coach, man, to turn his game around by going to be a ball hawk. Yeah, he still knocked the decal off your helmet, but he wanted that ball. You know,
and so, man,
we got to get that back, man. Listen, I'm going to tell you, we got a GOAT right now as the quarterback. We got to keep that boy upright, and we got to get good pieces around him. We got another at least 5 or 6 years that we got to do something with these 5 or 6 years, Doc. We ain't got time to sit and wait on it, man.
Well, I got 1 week. I don't have that time you have. I got 1 week to get to Dallas, and that's all I care about. Appreciate you, Doc. Kevin in Virginia, welcome home.
How you doing, Doc? Thanks for taking the call.
Oh, I'm good. Yeah, I'm used to this. I'm used to this, yeah.
We lost the game because we didn't control the line of scrimmage on both sides of the ball. We would have overcome those turnovers. If we could have stopped the run and we could have run. We didn't establish the run. We couldn't establish it.
Yeah.
We couldn't get him breaking out to the open space. And I also question why they didn't use more than just Bill. I mean, Bill's good, but you need variety there. And then on the last drive, two questions. I thought we misused our timeouts. I thought we used them too early.
Mm-hmm.
I thought they were the ones that had the pressure on them to make the field goal. Let them use their timeouts. You know, it was unlikely we were going to get the ball back anyway. And then this, you're going to laugh at me at this one. On Andre Swift's last run where he made the first down, I almost thought to myself, let him score. Let him score. We have a better chance of Jaden getting the ball back and scoring another touchdown. We still had a minute left. Laugh at me at that, but I had that thought.
I heard it. We heard people screaming it while it happened. You're not crazy for thinking that. I mean, it's hard for me to get into that based on how your game has gone up to that point. I mean, it's no guarantee. Hell, yeah. If it was a guarantee, you'd have had more points on the board. You were not playing your best football. So it's not like, well, let him score. But what the hell does that mean? We barely scratched the surface today in terms of scoring. So what made you think it was an automatic? It hadn't been automatic all day from our offense.
Well, when you got Jaden,
we had him. We had him the whole game.
Pass at will. Yeah, I know, but under those conditions, he's just magical.
Oh, no, I agree. But he played the whole game. It ain't like he wasn't playing.
True.
You know, he'd been there the whole damn game. So that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
We got to pay for our own mistakes. You had all that time before that to stop that and do it, and you didn't do it. I don't want to be with a team associated with that has one excuse after another. To his credit, he doesn't make excuses. He did what a man does. He said, it's on me. My bad. Now, I'll bet on him to correct it. But the rest of them clowns, I'm not. I don't even listen to them. I don't listen to them. I watch them. I watch their play. That tells me who they are, not what comes out of their mouth. That's for y'all to absorb that. I don't listen to none of that.
Yeah.
I'm not interested in it. Appreciate you, Kevin.
Well, the character of this team, it will be tested now because last year when the Bears lost, they went south. Hopefully we won't go south.
Oh, no, they won't go south. They won't go south, but the question is, are they going to win games? You know, I'm not running. This is not an evangelistic tour. This is about winning games. The reason they were popular last year is because they won games. Win the games, everything else comes. It doesn't work. You won't be popular if you don't win games. Period. That's the way it works. Even the Chiefs. See how people treat the Chiefs? Nobody cared that they had injuries. Nobody cares. I listen to our airwaves. We got talk show hosts in there interviewing the doctors. Nobody cares if you're not playing. The Kansas City Chiefs got no slack. They're just smart enough to realize it. And they go about their business to win on defense, win running the ball.
They'll be there in the end.
And there you go.
There you go.
The rest of that, it's a PR stunt. You might as well go and just use your stadium for fireworks shows. If that's what you want to be in, you become Barnum and Bailey. Go on and do that. But in football, you got to run the damn ball, control the line of scrimmage, and tackle. If you do that, you'll be okay. Kevin, I got a scoop.
Yep.
Anthony's giving me a horrible look, and I don't like it when he looks at me that way. Take a break. We come back. Gary, watch it. And we got Tish agreed? Did you talk to JP?
Nah.
Oh, you didn't?
Okay. Got Mitch.
Okay, Mitchell, my man. Big fella. Woo! Big man. We talking big boy. We're going to go with Mitch Tischler, and that is good. It's rewarding. You know, last week we were giggling, smiling, having a good old-fashioned time. I don't play with defeats. This is not cute. I don't like this. I'm not doing this for attention or to get hits and tweets. I despise losing, and I'm not going to defend people that lose regularly. Well, I've already been through that. I don't do that. We're better than we displayed. The question is, why aren't we ready to play, and why don't we perform up to our abilities? That's what I want to talk about. Back in a moment.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall, so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.